in. I left another email for my contact. That's why when
Thank
I
you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Yes, good morning, Terry. My name is Vonda Anderson. I spoke with one of your representatives this morning in regards to a refund, and she notified me that she would have to speak to someone from the bank. So I'm at my bank now, my credit union, with the credit union manager. I spoke to a key error.
I do understand, ma'am. I have to locate the account so I could be able to see exactly what's on it. Can I get your zip code, please?
20774.
Yes, ma'am. And you said the last name was Anderson?
That is correct.
Can I get you to verify your address for me, Ms. Anderson?
Absolutely. That's 8911 Town Center Circle, apartment 111, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774.
Yes, ma'am. I see here you did a trial for the Evalere face cream, which is good for helping increase elasticity and toning, as well as their eye serum for fine lines and puffiness. Looks like it went out of trial and you got charged full price for each bottle. Let's see here.
Yeah, I just wasn't under the impression that I was committing to that. It was led for me that I was getting them prices because I committed to a survey for Moderna vaccination. So I was misled. So I just went through all of that with Kiara, and she told me that she could process a refund if I go to my, but she would have to speak to a bank representative. So I'm here at the bank now. I drove
okay.
to the bank.
Can I speak to a bank representative, ma'am?
Can you speak to a bank representative?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Rosalyn Bishop. I work for Andrews Federal Credit Union. I'm the regional branch manager. How can I help you?
Hi, I just need to verify there is no dispute on the charges of $92.90 and
$91.89. Yes, she submitted our Form 3106, which is a dispute for the charges being placed on her account. Correct.
Okay. Are those being dropped, though, ma'am?
No, we're not dropping them because we're expecting for the refund because we don't refund if there was an order placed. So my answer to you is no. That's why she's going this route. We referred her back to you guys to get the refund.
Okay. Let me just make sure I'm understanding. She has a dispute on those charges, correct?
She has a dispute.
Has it went through or something?
No, it hasn't, because we, again, as I just stated to you, we referred her back to you guys for the refund, which is why she's calling you guys, because she had ordered that and she wasn't aware of the trial. So we can't give her a refund for that, which is why we referred her back to you.
But you still have it as a dispute.
Absolutely, because it was on record as a dispute.
Okay. The thing of it is, we can't do anything. The company won't let us do anything if there is a dispute on the charges. The bank have to state that.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
The dispute was canceled, and we told her that she has to go and get her refund back from you. We can't help her. But the dispute was filed, but it was not approved. Does that help you at all?
Yes, that's what I was just trying to make sure that the dispute
okay.
is dropped.
So
if the dispute is
yes.
dropped,
so
we can work.
Dispute is dropped, yes. It was not approved with us.
Okay, give me just a brief moment so I can process that through. Can you hold, please? Thank you.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes.
The dispute, because of the dispute, the card that she used was canceled. So does she need to give you her new card number?
Isn't this her bank?
This is a credit union. We're not a bank. This is Andrews Federal Credit Union, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Does she have a bank account with you guys where her money goes into a bank or it goes on a card?
She does. We want it to go back into our checking account, ma'am.
That's where it will go. It will go back to the bank. No, we don't have to have the number. It goes back where they got it from, and it came out of her bank even though it came from the card. Even though it doesn't have that same card number, it should go straight back to her bank because it'll be sent to that facility.
Okay. Can you send her an email or something like that showing that?
If you give me just a brief moment, I got to make sure that it goes through, ma'am.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, yes?
Go right for it. We're standing waiting for you to do what you have to do. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay, thank you. Hold, please.
I've been here since 17, wasn't it?
Sheila, please.
She worked in the
computer.
Yeah. It was over, she worked when it was over there.
Yeah.
Across the, when it was like this was one side and this was the other side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you went way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I just like better things and better rates.
Yeah, better rates and better service.
And they do.
Yeah.
I have a quick Bank of America.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. At this time, they are refunding her in full the $92.90 and $91.89. She will see that post back to her account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I don't know if she got her cancellation numbers yet from the agent she talked to before, because it will be the same number.
I didn't get it.
No, ma'am, she did not. Can you give that to her?
Yes. For the face cream, it is E as in Echo, 8, A as in Alpha, 8, 4, D as in Delta, 7900. She got back $92.90. And for the eye serum, it is A as in Alpha, 9, another A is in Alpha, 164, 22, E is in Echo, D is in Delta. She got back $91.89. It will post back to her account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and your name again was what?
My name is Terry.
Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did I hear you say before that you're going to send her an email confirmation?
She has emails that have already been sent out. She should be receiving them if she hasn't already received it. Just refund confirmations that she has refunds sent out and that her account is canceled.
Beautiful. Thank you again for all your help, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
I appreciate you, Terry. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.